You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
And it is MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart. V-Tag, the first place division leading Astros, but the lead is down to two as they continue out west in Oakland. What's the general feeling about that? They've led for so long, but they are starting to feel a little bit of heat from behind.
Yeah, they've been in first place most of the year, and you know, you ask the players, are you looking at the scoreboard? Are you worrying about who's behind you? And nobody really is. I mean, I kind of believe them. I mean, I don't think they're spending a whole lot of time worrying about what the Rangers or Angels are doing. I think they're in control. They know if they win, if they have 500, maybe a little better. If they beat the Rangers and Angels head to head, they're going to win the division. So. I think they just adopted the philosophy, you know, why look behind us when we know what we have to do and, you know, let's just go out and do it. But, yes, the Rangers are within two, and they've bounced between two and four games behind them now here for the last few days. And I guess you can't count out the Angels yet. But another thing, they have head-to-head meetings with both of these teams, seven against the Rangers. So it's going to come down to those seven games. And, you know, the Astros don't get it done. They have no one to blame but themselves.
Well, that's true. That's true. That is certainly a way of looking at it. And, you know, they're not off to a great start in September. It's early. This is a big roadie, though, and a tough time for a road trip of that length. And, you know, it's one thing, you know, you go out to the West Coast, you have the two time zone changes, but then you come back and you're still on the road up in Arlington. And that's just, you know, the fatigue of the road and then staying on the road and ending it up there against that team and under these circumstances, those to me look like, and I know right now, I think it'll be easy for us to call them the biggest four games of the year. Maybe a week and a half now, we'll be talking about something else, but those look like the biggest four games of the year to me.
Oh, there's no doubt. And yeah, I mean, you're right. They're coming, they're going to be coming back from the West Coast and, you know, going back to Central Time Zone. So, you know, facing a lot of challenges. They have not played the Rangers very well at all this year. I don't have the season series numbers in front of me, but I know the Rangers have at least one sweep under their belt. And we saw, you know, benches emptied earlier in the year between the Astros and Rangers. So, you know, I think we have a little Texas rivalry brewing. But, yeah, these four games coming up in Arlington next week will be absolutely huge. And then the Rangers do have to pay a return visit to Minute Maid Park. And like you said, those games will be even bigger. But the Astros have not played well on the road. They have not played the Rangers very well, so you know, cause for concern. But you know, like you said, they do have a two-game lead, so they're the ones in control here.
How big a deal is the Scott Feltman situation? I mean, obviously that's a big guy to lose out of the rotation for the time being. But is there some sense that he still may get back into the rotation before the season's done?
He was supposed to see a doctor while they were in Oakland or San Francisco, and I guess we'll know more at that point. I get the sense that he was going to miss a bit of time. And if you consider he's not throwing right now, when he comes back, he's going to have a throwing program and all that stuff, live BP. I mean, you know, we're up against the clock here, so now you're looking at the end of the season. So it wasn't good what happened to him, and he tried to throw a few days ago in Houston, and his shoulder didn't feel well. So, you know, I'm not a doctor, and I haven't had a diagnosis yet, but just putting two and two together certainly doesn't seem likely that Feltman will be back by the end of the season. Who knows? That could change after he sees the doctor. But good news for the Astros is they did have a six-man rotation, so now they have a five-man rotation that's pretty deep, and they do have another option or two to start if they feel they need another starter. But Feltman had been pitching so well since coming back from the DL, though, off that knee injury. He made six, seven, eight starts, and it was just terrific. And with him pitching like he was, I mean, he really took their rotation to another level. So that really punches a big hole in their rotation. Even though they have five other guys right now they feel good about, but not having a healthy Scott Feltman pitching like the way he did is a big blow.
Yeah, right. I mean, A, because he can be effective, and B, because you go from six to a five. How much concern would there be over, you know, we talk about rhythms, and there's always some rhythm issue with starting pitchers. You know, going from a six-man to a five-man rotation, it's sort of like going back to normal for most people. But do you get the sense that it'll be accepted or felt that way by the guys involved?
Well, I know Dallas Keuchel likes to pitch on the five-man rotation. He's been kind of vocal about that. So they do have a couple of off days coming up that they'll be able to use to get the guys rest. I mean, you know, they really wanted to stretch guys out a little bit and have them fresher for the playoffs. We all know they've monitored McCullers' innings, centers in the minor league, so they feel okay with where he's at right now innings-wise. Keuchel is already the career-high innings. Kazmir, of course, has been through it before, but he's had arm problems in the past. Mike Fiers threw the 134-pitch no-hitter and didn't pitch for another 8 days and didn't pitch for another week, so they're being very careful with him as well. So, with the off days and having five guys, I think they can work through it. It's going to depend on where they are at the end of the season. If they can clinch the division with three or four games left to go, and then you have the Michael Felices and Vincent Velasquez's and Brian McTaggart starting the final three games of the season, and then you rest up these guys for the playoffs. But as of right now, they need every one of these guys because every game is crucial.
George Springer is back. He's played three games since returning from the disabled list. He hasn't exactly, done anything spectacular per se in those three games. He did have the double the other night or yesterday, but he still seems to make a huge difference to this lineup. And I sort of love lineup science. I wonder why that is, right? Even when you're not necessarily producing, just your mere presence can make a difference. And he seems to be one of those guys.
Yeah, he is. He draws walks, and when he gets on base, he can really be a game changer. And we know he has a lot of raw power, swings very hard, so he commands a lot of respect from pitchers. And when he gets hot, there's no one hotter. I mean, if you look at what Springer's done when he's healthy in some big stretches, he's gotten really hot. We saw it last year in the month of May. And before he got injured this year, swinging the bat very, very well. If you look at Springer, the times that he's come up or come off injuries, it's always taken him a little bit of while to get acclimated back up to speed. So I think once he gets more bats under his belt, he could be hitting up right at the right time for the Astros. But just having him in the lineup and when he hits the ball in the gap, he's going to have a double, and then he's going to push the tempo on the bases. And just the energy that he brings is a big difference. And just lengthens their lineup out. And I think, kind of like Carlos Gomez, he's heating up a little bit. He's kind of the same way, just a high-energy guy, can make a lot of things happen on the bases. If both those guys get going at the same time with the bat, a lineup that's been kind of up and down all year, suddenly coming around at the right time. Of course, that's what they hope for as we hit the mid part of September here.
10 years from now, who is the bigger headline grabber? Is it Correa or Springer?
Well, I got to go with Correa, Dave. I mean, I think he'll have an MVP or two under his belt by that time. I see Springer, having some All-Star games down the road. I can compare him maybe to like a Hunter Pence type player down the road. But I think Correa is just going to be one of the special ones, one of the all-time great position. I mean, it's hard to say that when he's 20 years old and you don't know what's going to happen injury-wise, position change or whatever, but just everything about this kid has been so impressive, and he's handled himself really well. He's going to win the Rookie of the Year, and I think he'll come in next year along with Altuve and Springer being the team leaders. And there's nothing too big for him. I mean, I can't wait to see him play in October because I think he's going to thrive. I mean, it's funny because we asked him about the playoff races and playing in September, and he's like, "Well, I already played in the playoffs in September when I was in the minor league." He's like, "I want to play in October." I think that's just the kind of stage he'll thrive in. All these guys, I think Altuve, he hasn't done it yet. Springer hasn't played in the playoffs yet. Dallas Keuchel hasn't played in the playoffs yet. So, but yeah, to answer your question, I'm all in on Correa. Whatever he does, I think it's going to be great. I think he can do no wrong at this point.
Yeah. Real quick, last thing. I think he wrote a piece recently. There are 10 Astros now in double-digit home runs. But yeah, you've got Mariznick and Marwin Gonzalez and Jed Lowry are knocking on that door as well. You could have 13 guys with double-digit home runs. Is there a record for this? Do we know? Because that seems to me like an awful lot of guys.
Yeah. Well, they've already tied the major league record, I believe. So, or they have a club record. I think it's 10 or 11. So they're right there. But yeah, if they get to 13, that would be by far the major league record. I think they have tied it right now by having 10 guys with double-digit home runs. It is pretty incredible. They just have power up and down the lineup, and a guy like Mariznick, who's been moved to the bench and now come on big grand slam. And he's, you know, he missed 3 months, so we know he's got the ability to hit 3 or 4 more homers by the end of the season. But it's funny, you just consider the era we play in and home runs. And I think it was 1979, I might be wrong today, but in the late 70s summer, Jose Cruz led the Astros with 9 home runs, which is pretty unbelievable. Playing in Astrodome, of course, which is a tough place to play and hit the ball. And here we are, the Astros have put up 13 players this year with more than Cruz had leading the team, and I believe it was 79. So just a remarkable number, but it just goes to show you the power they have up and down the lineup, and that's why, you know, their pitching is so good and the batting average isn't that great. They just have that power, and anyone at any point can hurt you with a home run.
It is amazing. Just absolutely amazing. But why not in this amazing year for the Houston Astros? All right, B-Tags, enjoy the rest of the day. We'll do it again next week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Brian McTaggart, MLB.com. Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.